Newport News, a modern city with roots deep in the soil of this nation's founding. The name originates from a legend about Captain Christopher Newport. In English history, Captain Newport is recognized as a favorite of King James I in the late 1500s and early 1600s. Newport was a privateer, a sort of legal pirate, for lack of a better description. At the time, it was an accepted form of warfare for private ships or captains to have letters of marque from a king to do battle against any enemy ship, and sometimes against neutral countries. Newport proved his worth at sea, in battle, and in loyalty to the king, even losing an arm in the course of his duties.
Captain Christopher Newport shall have sole charge to appoint such captains, soldiers, and mariners as shall either command or be shipped, and shall also have the charge and oversight of all such munitions, victuals, and other provisions at the public charge of the adventurers en route to Virginia.
To deliver several instructions, closed sealed with the Council seal, containing the name of such persons as we have appointed to be of His Majesty's Council in the Company of Virginia, and will, after 24 hours after appointed ships shall arrive upon the coast of Virginia, unseal and publish unto all the company.
Certain orders and directions conceived and set down for the better government of His Majesty's subjects are now bound for that coast to settle His Majesty's first colony in Virginia. And in all your passages, take great care not to offend the naturals.
Captain Christopher Newport accepted the Virginia Company's charge and became solely responsible for transporting the first English colonists to the land we now call Virginia, delivering them to Jamestown on May 14, 1607. His vessels returned at least three more times to bring new colonists, fresh supplies, and news from England. The place where Captain Newport delivered the news became known as Newport's News. From the water to the land, Newport News would grow. Land was an important factor during this particular time in history. Land made the New World England's claim. And land made some early settlers little kings in their own rights. Land was also necessary to grow the one crop that produced a profit for the venture here, tobacco. And it was the land that brought 125,000 Union troops across the peninsula. But it was Collis Potter Huntington, the next important contributor to the story of Newport News, who truly modernized this city. Huntington brought the railroad to the peninsula and eventually built the piers and the shipping companies that made Newport News a powerhouse of modern naval warfare.
Once you arrive at the Newport News Visitor Center, be sure to go inside and learn more about Newport News and the peninsula. When you are ready to proceed to your first destination, Battle Dam No. 1 here at the Newport News Park, turn left into the Newport News Park and continue approximately 1 mile down the main road from the entrance. Parking for the site can be found on the left, just after you pass the Discovery Center on your right side. Continue to Chapter 3 upon your arrival.